Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to talk about the latest surrounding numerous housing initiatives in the city of Pella. Share with our listeners some of the progress, especially with some of the projects going through the council right now, about where we are in regards to meeting those housing goals.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. Housing has been a priority for the city of Pella for some time now. And specifically, just to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the need for housing within our community, from the city of Pella's perspective, we've heard the need clearly from our business and industry. And specifically, we've heard the concerns from the large employers over the lack of housing and how it's starting to become an impediment to their growth. Secondly, we've recently had a housing assessment done for our community, and that housing assessment was a very in-depth analysis on the Pella housing market. And what it identified, Andrew, was the need for additional housing of about 966 additional units to be constructed to meet housing demands through the year 2025. And to put that into perspective for your listeners, what that equates to is about a 15% increase in our housing stock. So it is a significant number that we are shooting for with that. Now, last night, the City Council did entertain two development proposals that would provide additional housing within our community. And the good thing from our standpoint is these both were diverse housing options, which is exactly what our housing assessment called for. It was diverse housing within our community. The first item that we had last night is we actually approved a conditional development agreement with Harvest Investments. And what this proposed development would be, Andrew, is it's a 30-acre development that's located right in the middle of the Boss Lawn and Golf Course. In fact, proposed development abuts holes number 1, 2, 17, and 18 and would be accessed from Boss Lawn and Drive. Now, what's involved with this potential development is a proposed 41-unit housing cooperative project. And the housing cooperative project is really geared towards folks that are 55 years and older. They're looking to really right-size their housing needs. The development will include many amenities, high-end finishes, will also include underground parking with it as well. And so from that standpoint, and according to our housing assessment, housing for individuals 55 years and older was a significant need in our community, and this is really our first project that we've entertained that directly meets that need that was identified in the housing assessment as well. There'll be a smaller single-family home development along with this development. That'll include 10 proposed new single-family homes within the area as well. So overall, when you look at total housing units, it's roughly about 51 housing units. Now, when we take a look at the initial construction costs, that would be the cost of the public infrastructure as well as the housing cooperative component of the project is about $13.5 million for that, for the overall development. Now, what we approved last night was a development agreement, and I'd like to preface my comments to your listeners. When you talk about the needs for additional housing, in particular when you look at undeveloped sites, usually the number one impediment to additional housing is the cost of public infrastructure. And generally, it's been our experience that the cost of public infrastructure will run somewhere between $45,000 to $65,000 per acre. And that's the cost to install the public streets, the water mains, the sanitary sewer mains, the storm sewers, and the electrical infrastructure. And this development is no exception to that. What it's going to take for the public infrastructure to serve the development is roughly about 3,000 linear feet of new public streets and also new water mains, sanitary sewer mains, storm sewers, and so on. The estimated cost of that is roughly $2.1 million. Now, within our development agreement, the sole purpose of the development agreement was to provide reimbursement to the developer for the cost of the public infrastructure, and it's based off a concept that the developer would be rebated in time from property taxes received from the development. And I want to stress this to your listeners, Andrew. When we talk about rebating the developer over a period of time, this would be new property taxes received from the development that is proposed to be built. It's not the existing property right now that is going to be frozen in time. That's bare ground out there right now. So this would be from new buildings on that would be built on the development property. And so looking at it, what was approved was over the next 15 years, the City Council made a conditional approval to reimburse the developer $2.1 million based off property taxes received by the City of Pella. So if nothing gets built, the city's not obligated to reimburse the developer for anything. And it is, secondly, it's also contingent upon the developer installing $2.1 million of public infrastructure and donating them or dedicating it to the City of Pella. So really, when you look at this, Andrew, it's a unique mechanism to reimburse the developer for the cost of public infrastructure, and it's all based on the premise of new development. So future property taxes received from the development are intended to reimburse for the cost of public infrastructure, which is necessary for the development. We also approved last night at the first reading for our proposed planned unit development for the Webster School site. Now, to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the Webster School site, it's roughly 3 acres of land that's located on Main Street, just south of the city's downtown on the former Webster Elementary School site. Now, what is being proposed by the developer, again, is a very unique development, really for South Central Iowa, as stated, and is intended to be a signature mixed-use development. It'll contain very high-end finishes for the individual units. A courtyard is being planned along with extensive landscaping, and there's actually a plan for a community building as well as an underground parking element. The overall estimated cost to construct the project is roughly $17 million, Andrew. Now, when we talk about a planned unit development process and as well as the zoning, you can really look at it, and a good summary of it is it's a negotiated process between the city of Pella and the developer. The overall intention really gets to two purposes. One, we're trying to meet the highest and best use of the property from the development side of things, and two, from the city side of things. And what we're interested in is we want to make sure we have compatibility with the existing neighborhood. So in this proposed ordinance, there's a lot of provisions geared towards compatibility with the existing neighborhood, and ultimately at the end of the day, I think we've achieved what we're out for, is there's design standards within the planned unit development as well as various items that will ensure that we have compatibility with the existing neighborhood. Now, I would also like to mention, anytime you talk about rezonings, it's very important to see how you align with your city's comprehensive plan. The city's comprehensive plan identified housing as a key priority goal for the community. In addition, it also identified the need for infill housing development, which is exactly what the Webster School housing is. We believe it aligns with the city's comprehensive plan, and ultimately that's what led to the city's passage of the first reading of the ordinance last night.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini discussing housing in the city of Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.